This is VOA News. Hi, everyone. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Joe Biden has landed in Geneva Tuesday ahead of his Wednesday meeting with Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin. Switzerland is mobilizing a titanic security effort for the meeting, deploying around 4,000 police, troops, and security personnel to guard the summit from all angles. Geneva is used to hosting heads of state visiting the United Nations and other international institutions in the Swiss city, but such showpiece summits are rare. Switzerland is leaving little to chance for the encounter between Mr. Biden and Putin, the first meeting between U.S. and Russian presidents since Putin met with Donald Trump in 2018. Boeing said Tuesday and it welcomes a truce between the United States and the European Union on a long-running trade dispute over subsidies to the U.S. plane maker and arch-rival Airbus. Negotiated in marathon talks by EU and U.S. officials, the truce to the 17-year fight was formalized in U.S. President Joe Biden's summit with European Union leaders Charles Michel and Ursula von der Leyen, who hosted him in Brussels. The EU said the truce was set for 5 years, leaving enough time to resolve the fight, which had led to tariffs on European cheese and wine and American wheat and tobacco, as well as aircraft. 5 months after the attack on the U.S. Capitol, the Biden administration Tuesday unveiled new steps to combat the elevated threat posed by domestic terrorism. In remarks, Attorney General Merrick Garland says the Justice Department will tackle the terrorism without infringing on free speech.
We are focused on violence, not on ideology. In America, espousing a hateful ideology is not unlawful. We do not investigate individuals for their First Amendment protected activities.
This is VOA News. China is denouncing a statement from NATO declaring it a constant security challenge, saying it is a force for peace but will defend itself if felt threatened. The Chinese mission to the European Union said in a news release Tuesday that the NATO statement was a, quote, slander on China's peaceful development, a misjudgment of the international situation and NATO's own role, and a continuation of the Cold War mentality and organizational political psychology, end quote. NATO allies joined the United States Monday in formally scolding Beijing as a, quote, constant security challenge. Washington has singled out China as a particular threat, especially in the South China Sea, where it has built militarized artificial islands, as well as over its attempts to intimidate Taiwan. A new study suggests that COVID-19 cases were in the United States weeks before health officials recognized them. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
A new study published in the journal Clinical Infectious Diseases looked at blood samples from more than 24,000 people across the country, collected in the first 3 months of 2020. The researchers found 7 participants had evidence of coronavirus antibodies in their blood. Lead author Carrie Althoff says one of the Illinois cases was infected as early as Christmas Eve. The results do match a CDC study published in December of 2020 that suggests the coronavirus was in the United States as early as December of 2019. I'm Jennifer King.
Britain's conservative government is facing calls to provide more financial support to businesses and workers who will suffer financially from its decision to delay the relaxation of coronavirus restrictions in England by 4 weeks to July 19th. Although many restrictions have been eased in recent weeks and large parts of the UK economy have reopened, a number of businesses, particularly those in the hospitality and entertainment sectors, have not been able to do so because it was not financially viable. Greenland has canceled all flights and ship departures from its capital after registering 6 cases of COVID-19, according to a Greenland newspaper report Tuesday. The International Olympic Committee expects 70% to 80% of the news media covering the Olympics in Tokyo this summer to be vaccinated, organizers said at the launch of the updated coronavirus guidelines for the Games Tuesday. They also said every sports delegation arriving in Japan would have a COVID-19 liaison officer coordinating with the organizers of the measures to stop the spread of the virus at the event due to start July 23rd. Athletes and members of the media whose movements will be restricted will be subjected to GPS monitoring for the first 14 days of their stay. By remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.